Israel News for April 9, 2024. Hamas has rejected Israel's latest proposal in the ongoing negotiations for the release of the hostages. The latest proposal reportedly includes a six-week ceasefire, the release of 900 Palestinian terrorists from Israeli prison including 100 serving life sentences, and the return of 6,000 Gazans to the northern part of the Strip, in exchange for 40 Israeli hostages, which would not include IDF soldiers. According to a report in Israeli Channel 12 News, Hamas claims that it does not know the locations of 40 hostages that are alive. Prime Minister Netanyahu announced that there is a date in place for an invasion of Rafah, to eliminate the remaining Hamas battalions there. Yesterday, the IDF attacked the building of the Hamas Interior Ministry in Almazi municipality in the center of Gaza. At least three fatalities have been reported, including the mayor of Almazi. Israel's new Sea Dome missile defense system, which is the Navy's Iron Dome version, performed its first live interception yesterday when it shot down a missile that entered Israeli airspace near Eilat. The Sea Dome system is designed to intercept rockets, missiles and drones to protect maritime infrastructure, gas platforms and other naval assets. Rockets were fired from Lebanon and Syria into northern Israel. The IDF responded. U.S. intelligence assesses that Iran will respond to last week's Israeli assassination of high-ranking Revolutionary Guard officers in Damascus through its proxies in the Middle East, rather than directly. The Turkish Trade Ministry announced today that it will restrict exports to Israel in 54 categories in an attempt to pressure Israel to pursue a ceasefire in Gaza. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.